sometimes with the idiot of the day, you can't tell if it's the criminal or the victim who's the idiot of the day, you know?
Idiot of the day. I'm going to go with both of them.
I mean...
Come on!
One's kind of a genius. There's a 29-year-old woman. Her name is Sherry. She lives in Miami, Florida.
Florida!
Back in 2007, she was just 17 at the time, she was working as a psychic, and she met a woman at a mall in Houston.
Sherry managed to convince the woman there was a curse on her and her family, and she could remove it.
She was the only person who could remove it.
17-year-old psychic that could do that? Epic.
So over the course of 7 years, this woman, the victim, spent $1.6 million.
Idiot!
Trying to remove this curse. Finally, in 2014, Sherry apparently had a crisis of conscience and admitted, I've been scamming you. So the woman went to the cops.
What?
And she was in court last week. She was just sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison for wire fraud. She also has to pay the woman back. Like, that's going to happen. $1.6 million?
No. I don't think she should have to pay a dime of you back. If you're a dummy enough to fall for something like that, come on!
Well, see, I know who you think the idiot of the day is.
I mean, really?
$1.6 million over 7 years?
It took you that long to figure out that something's not adding up here.
Maybe next time get a second opinion. You know? Ask another psychic. Like, do you think my family's cursed? Should it cost $2 million to get rid of a curse?
No.